Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Bob Rutolo, his friends and family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family around the country, around the world, worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Indeed, your best year ever. Folks, what a powerful topic we have today, beyond leadership to transformation. Times are changing in America and around the world. Today, we will see how these turbulent, rapidly changing times dominate today's workplace. Around the globe, unstable workforces can be contributed to many factors, mergers, acquisitions, changes in technology, and changes in how we do business. Laws large multinationals continually survey production capabilities and move manufacturing from one location to another. Outsourcing of support services from a business course competencies is becoming a common practice. Strategic partnerships and alliances are in vogue. Yes, the world of work is different, and therefore our response to it must be different. Today you will hear from Dr. Bob Rutolo as he sheds light on the issues and gives his insight on how to address them. Dr. Bob has over 30 years' experience as an inside consultant to major Fortune 500 companies. He is the founder and CEO of Quantum Performance Institute. He is someone I am proud and humbled to call my friend. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bob.
Oh, Joyce, thank you so much. Thank you for the introduction. It's just a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Thank you.
And it's always a pleasure to have you on our show. And as you know, you always have that invitation to join us. So where do you want to start with what is happening, Dr. Bob? Just take the ball and start to get to first base.
Well, I think really this topic to me is so timely in the sense that I've seen it emerge and change over time over the last 30 years. I began my work in corporations doing leadership development, working with senior executives, working with middle management, and down to the supervisory level. And we used the concept of leadership for very specific positions. And now I recognize that we can't do that anymore, that really that with the changing times and what's happening today is that every individual needs to think about themselves as having leadership capability, and they have to take on that role in their current role. And what excites me about that, I was sitting in the boardroom of a company that's headquartered here in Phoenix. They're one of the largest mining companies in the world. And we were talking about what they're doing now to change their leaders, and not change only their leaders, but change their work culture. They're saying, listen, we have remote mines all over the world that, you know, that are in areas of the world where we have to really be very sensitive to what's happening geopolitically. We have to be sensitive to what's happening to people in their community, that we can no longer think of ourselves as being just mines in a locale. And so they're really changing their philosophy and their view of their position as a corporation, as an entity in the communities in which they're part. So that was just an example. And they talk about everybody needing to be able to think of themselves as a leader. And I said, oh, my goodness, that's exactly, and here it is. They dig ore out of the ground. I mean, it's a very basic commodity that we have in our society today. So I was so pleased to see that and seeing the change in philosophy in that company over the past last couple of decades, that they're really now recognizing that they're in a completely different context as far as doing business and working with their employees in the community. So that was exciting for me. I just recently attended another organization that I didn't really even know existed and was brought to my attention by another colleague who teaches in university. And he says, Bob, he says, do you know anything about conscious capitalism? I said, no, I don't think by that title. I mean, it makes sense to me perfectly. Tell me about it. He says, well, go to this website, and right here we have a chapter here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we embrace this at university. This is Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. And so I looked it up on the internet, and I say to any of your audience, look up conscious capitalism, go to their website, listen to their philosophy about how we need to be able to address our economic structure in this country and around the world, and why it is important to be able to, again, rethink how we do business and how we live in our society. Just awesome.
So, Dr. Bob, great what stuff. Is that website that you're telling us to check out?
Oh, www.consciouscapitalism.org.
Okay. Since you're recommending it, there are people that might want to pursue it and see, you know, what about it they should know. Okay, thank you for that.
Well, let me continue on why I think this topic is so relevant. I picked up another book the other day, and it's called Thank You for Being Late. Thank You for Being Late. And it's written by Thomas L. Friedman, and he's a well-known author. He wrote the book The World is Flat. He's a journalist by profession. The subtitle of this book, Thank You for Being Late, is an optimistic guide to thriving in the age of acceleration. In the age of acceleration, and the reason why this book was so revealing to me is because it helps me to understand why we're in the turbulence today. You know, it just says, well, you know, what is going on here? And he talks about the impact that technology has had on our world today, along with globalization, along with climate change and biodiversity loss. I mean, these are the three factors he says are going on concurrently in our world today and are impacting each other and impacting how you and I live our lives in this global community. You know, here we are as a country, we're talking about, you know, pulling back our borders, closing our borders, closing ourselves off. When we ought not to be doing that, we have to say, how do we live in this diverse world and not give, and you know, and be able to get a fair deal? So, but anyway, we are an exciting time.
He's been on the talk shows, Thank You for Being Late, quite a bit lately, so I am familiar with that name. I believe he's a regular on CNN.
Yes. So I recommend his writings for us to understand better why is this concept that we've had such a long time leadership, why do we need to change the way we think of being a leader and developing leaders, and how does it affect how we live, not only in our work world, but in all parts of our lives. So let me go back to another concept that I've developed, because I talk about the new leadership spirit, and I talk about that because I really think that there are some components of leadership that we need to really consider, that it's emerging today in the world today. And I've heard this many times. It's not new to our audience, but the leaders have to take ownership for what they're accountable for and what they're leading, what they're saying, what they're doing. They also have to be good partners. They have to develop partnerships and be very, very good at relationship building. And in the corporate world today, I talk about that the corporation has to be able to instill in everybody this, what I call this new entrepreneurial spirit. You know, it's a new leadership spirit, but also the entrepreneurial mind. Because, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, the term working, you know, having a career in a corporation, the contract between the employee and the corporation changed dramatically. No longer do we have a long-term contract with our employer if we are employed. You know, we're all, in that sense, entrepreneurs. And our younger generation knows that. The young generation today coming into corporate America and corporations of the world don't expect to be in that job for any particularly length of time. I mean, some of them look for that kind of security and that kind of longevity, but many come into the workplace saying, I got this job, and I don't know how long it's going to last. And my question is, how do I guide myself, take responsibility for myself in the workplace? And when do I know to leave or to stay? And I think I have a guide for them, in the sense that if they think of themselves as entrepreneurs, they have to think about taking ownership for what they do in that position, in that job. I don't even like the word job, because to me it's a there's an acronym, Just Over Broke. Think of yourself being in a career on a path. You define your path, taking leadership and ownership for yourself, for your career. So think about that. So the first thing you need to do is to be able to think strategically about, why do I have this position? Why is this company? Why has this company hired me? And what do I see myself? So you develop right away an employee contract, and you take ownership and leadership for being in that position and working with that enterprise. So you really have to, so the individual in this new entrepreneurial world, new leadership world, you actually are working individually with that corporation. And your job is to create wealth and health in that organization, wealth and health for that organization. That's what some of the outcomes that you want when you work for that company. So how do you help them to become wealthy and also create a healthy work environment for you and others and for the people they serve?
Well, when you think of leadership and going into their positions, you're right, I would never call a leader having a job. It's certainly a career. I agree with you on that. But the insecurities that prevail, now it's on the high levels as well as the lower. And the blue-collar workers, everybody feels insecure in today's world, whatever level. People are just not feeling secure. They're not feeling safe. It's a sorry state of affairs.
Wait. Let me interject, please. That is a state of mind. That is a state of mind. We have to redefine what security means to us today. Security doesn't mean being hired and paid by somebody else. Security means that I have the competency and ability to fill that position adequately, and I will take responsibility for gaining the knowledge and the skill and the attitudes necessary to do that job effectively. I take ownership for who I am. I can't, and if your corporation fails and I can't help you to be successful, I have to move on. It's a state of mind. Joyce, you're absolutely right. Many of us are in a state of insecurity because we allowed ourselves to go there. I give you an example. One of the reasons I see a lot of people going, wanting to work for large organizations is because they don't want to manage their own lives. They don't want to take responsibility for areas of their life. I give you an example. Many people, and including myself, I'm not exceptional in this regard, including myself, if I'm not careful, I can live paycheck by paycheck. Rather than saying, oh, what if this stream of income doesn't come in next month? Have I put anything away? Have I invested for my own future? Have I managed my own affairs? I mean, many times people gave it up to the corporation. Corporation was big brother for us many years. Okay, people only had to go in and put their 40 hours a week in or 50 hours a week and do their job. Well, that's a dependent state. That's gone. That's gone. I mean, today you have your own 401k, you have your own investment plans. Matter of fact, they've had to redesign them so you can move them around because the company's saying, I can't take responsibility to be able to provide this for you forever. So we need to begin by, and this is why when I shared with you this topic, I said to myself, there are some critical questions we have to ask ourselves living in this world today. You know, in your opening comment, you said, yes, the world, the world of work is different, and therefore our response to it must be different. And you mentioned the importance of continuous learning, self-management, self-sufficiency. And the last one you mentioned was the need and the ability to be responsive, adaptive, and resilient. This is what leadership is all about today.
Before you proceed, Bob, Dr. Bob, I do agree with you that security is a state of mind. Where I was coming from, that the environment is such that we're bombarded with so much negativity all around us, that it's hard to continually talk to yourself and feed yourself with positive messages all the time,
yes.
Because it's just I'm just experience such negative and things that make us feel really down all around us. So now more than ever, we have to take responsibility and not let it get to us.
You're absolutely right, Joyce. Absolutely right. And I think your last phrase, we have to take responsibility, not letting it get to us. And you know, when I look outside and I'm seeing our communities under siege in many areas, what is remarkable for me that I'm also seeing at the same time is people coming together. And they're embracing and helping each other, and holding hands. And in the conversation you and I had before we started this morning in your show, we talked about the importance of people needing to reach out to each other across normal boundaries that we have. And
yes,
I think
absolutely.
That is so important. So important.
Party lines, gender
yeah.
lines, sexual
Absolutely.
Preference lines. I so
Absolutely.
Agree with you on that. And I do a lot of shows to support that happening.
You
so
do.
Getting back
you
to
do.
Those critical questions, how do we prepare the children, the students, the associates, and ourselves for such a work environment? What is it we need to do to prepare?
Well, I think as part of my kind of mantra and philosophy has to do with the importance of mindset and importance of what the way we think about the world and about ourselves. And so really we cannot allow negativity to dominate. We can't allow fear to govern our lives. So to do that, we really have to begin on working on a positive mindset. And that's every day. It's an everyday job. Everyday effort conditioning program. There's one of five principles that I try to guide my life and share with others, and that is we are a co-creator of our present and future. Co-creator, and people might say, "What do you mean by that, Bob?" Well, you know, I need to be able to find like-minded people and associate with people who have common beliefs in the well-being of others and helping others, and I need to be able to shut down, turn off much of what's going, the negativity that's going on out there. And I must say, unfortunately, I listen to very little news because I can listen to it once a day, and that's all I have to hear because it's repeated over and over again through talk shows 24/7. I can't allow
yes,
that drip system
true.
Into my mind. You know,
that's
I can't allow
absolutely
that drip
true.
System
I'm
in my mind.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Unfortunately, we feed ourselves on that, you know. I mean, we have to watch. Nourishment is more than food. Nourishment has to do with the ideation, the thoughts that go through our mind and our body, and it's in our atmosphere. So anything that nourishes us negatively, we need to be able to, you know. And let me. You said, how do we do this? We need to really look at ourselves as energy sources. Everything we do. I mean, I do recognize in my own life today is that life is one big conditioning process. You know, I give an example. I have the good fortune of developing early on in my life engaging in physical activity, exercise. It becomes a way of life for me. And then also, thank you for I'm so thankful for being married to a wonderful, wonderful woman for almost 50 years now. And she takes care of she's the primary, she loves cooking and she loves feeding the family. And she does it so well. She's just has a wonderful cuisine and she keeps us so healthy that way. So look how fortunate I am to have those kinds of, conditioners in my life. And I try to hang with people I hang with people like you, Joyce, with a positive mindset and people who, and the reason why I'm saying this is I'm a little microcosm that I work on every day every day. And I'm, it's, these are habits I've developed. And when I go to a corporation, I was there again. I'm in corporate life, and many times they bring me in to do a program. I'm going to do a leadership development program or do a training or so on and so forth. And I get less and less joy out of doing that because it depends very much on their culture. If their culture is one of continuous learning and I'm just there to reinforce things they already have in their culture, I feel much more comfortable. I'm saying, oh, there's value for me to come and stimulate and to further enhance what they're doing. I see great value in that. If I go into an organization and I'm like a one-shot deal and they bring me in there to rev up the troops and do this one-day session and then see you, Dr. Bob, and they go about doing their own business, I'm saying to myself, oh, my goodness, of what value do I bring? You know, it's like going out to a movie, watching a comedy, getting all charged up, but not having a joyous life, going back to the drudgery that I do every day. That only lasts for a millisecond of my lifespan. And so unless the leadership or the power structure, let me say the power structure of an organization, because that's where the investment comes, if they want to change an environment around and want me to partner with them and how to change that around, I'll work with them because now they're making an investment. They're not paying me a fee or paying me a check to charge them up for a little mini charge. They're actually investing in their people, and I'm just part of that investment. So that's talking about my frame of mind on helping people to be even better than they currently are. Let me stop
there
for a
moment. Well, Bobby, just a reference to your programs, how can people find out more about them? Would that be the website quantumperformance.net? They could find out more?
Yes, quantumperformance.net is a great website, and also drbobrutolo.com, no periods, drbobrutolo.com. That's drbobrutolo.com. And that's
another
website.
Is that a newer one? I'm not familiar with that one. Is that newer?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is a newer one, yes. Yeah. And,
okay, because I have to keep up with you, Dr. Bob.
Oh, thank you. They can get to that they can get to quantum performance by going to drbob.com. Also, there's another website which
going to drbob.com. You just said that, your words, drbobrutolo.com.
You're right, dear. Thank you for clarifying.
See, I have to bring my A game when I'm talking to you.
Oh, no, you're good. You're great. That helps a lot. I need all the help I can get, Joyce, and you're right there supporting me, and I appreciate that. There's
welcome.
One other website I want to mention. I want to mention because this website's been designed to have a daily trickling effect on people's their thought process, and it's called modeofcreations.com. Again, if you go to drbobrutolo.com, just click on the tab that says Mode of Creations, and that'll take you to another website, and that's a daily message that is informative, inspirational, and educational. And these messages, again, just help to feed us every day. And just one example of many things out there that, please, I ask your listeners to please be very cognizant of what's coming into your mind every day through the radio, through what you read, through who you associate with. And you manage, you take ownership for that flow of information and relationship you have to have an even better life. Work on that every day. That's all you can do to help yourself to be a better human being.
Well, I call that all emotional nourishment. And certainly we want to be one of the radio shows that provide that to you. Therefore, we ask that you listen every day because you will find there's a different guest, a different topic, always informative, educational, motivational. And here in the very wise words of our health, Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com, joycebarryandfriends.com. And on the home page, right under my picture on the left side, it says follow. And if you click on that, you will know about every show, every guest, every topic. And we're really pleased to let you know that we have many guests that have given us the exclusive on radio. Example being world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. He has all celebrity contacts and clients all around the world, and we do have the exclusive. So to know when you can call in for a free mini on-air reading to world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, you need to be a follower of our show. Every month it's a different day. So do become a follower. We love our followers, and we appreciate our followers. Also, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, under Joyce Barry. So we really appreciate you, and please share this show with your friends, your family, your relatives, because all we really want to do is change the world, one positive action and one person at a time. Back to you, Dr. Bob.
Well, thanks so much. I just love what you have on your program. It absolutely does nurture the mind and the body, that's for sure. I'd like to go back to in your opening introductory comments. You referred to three bullets that I shared with you, and let's look at them from the point of view of, because you asked, how do we do this? How do we bring this new mindset around leadership into our lives, into our organizations? The first thing I mentioned was the importance of continuous learning. As a requirement for employability. So if I was an organization and when I bring a person in, I need to see as I hire individuals into my business. And this also too, I mean, I don't, if your listeners are individual entrepreneurs, small business owners, or large corporate owners, this particular concept makes sense to any one of those when they're hiring people, is make sure that person has a belief in the importance of continuous learning, meaning that I hire them with a particular set of skills and knowledge and experience, but that's just the beginning, because as my business grows and as we adapt to changing times, they have to continuously learn. So you know, going through an education process like getting degrees and certificates and certifications it needs to be a way of life. It's, you know, when I see kids in school and I do some volunteer work in charter schools and other schools, I need to reinforce in them, you know, all you're doing here is learning how to learn. And that needs to be a way of life for you. And by the way, we give you a recognition for what you've learned. That's a certificate or a degree. But it's only acknowledging the fact that you've put the effort and and demonstrated the ability to acquire this knowledge and learn to learn. The second concept, which is so important if we're looking at leadership today, is self-management. And self-sufficiency. I mean, most of us who have had any years in the corporate world have seen layers of organization being stripped out, layers of employees being stripped out, taking, you know, where we used to have 5 or 6 levels, we're down to 2 or 3 levels as far as leadership is concerned, or even less. And the reason for that is we're saying, listen, we can't provide you with the oversight, you know, to watch you doing the work. You know, we replaced that kind of work with the assembly line of robotics. We don't expect you as an employee to have to watch over you and make sure you put in your 8 hours and do your job. We now have systems that can really monitor how much you produce and the quality you produce it. So all we ask you to do is to perform and manage the best you can using the skill set that you have and what we develop. As a matter of fact, we expect you to manage your own production, manage your own development, manage your own contribution of new ideas to the business. Okay? We expect you to be self-sufficient on the job, and what we do is provide you the resources to do that. That's what's going on in new corporate worldwide today. Especially here in America, if we want to be competitive. So it's a way of thinking and a way of acting that's different than what many of us have come into the workforce over the past decades. The last bullet I shared with you, which I think is as important as the ones above, is that we need the need and the ability to be responsive, adaptable, and resilient. Those terms to me and concepts are so important to be able to survive and thrive in the world today. Okay? They're called for in the realm of being competitive and successful in today's business world. So let's look at each one of those. Okay? To be responsive is different than being reactive. Reactive is being impulsive. It's responding with our emotion to the situation without going through the thought processes. Why did that occur? What's happening here? What's the best way to respond to this situation? The first reaction may be an emotive reaction. What's happening here? What's happening here? But then you have to take a big breath, calm down, and say, now I have to analyze, I have to look at. Get data. What's happening here? Let me get some facts, information, because I have to know the best way to respond. The best way to respond. Okay? And then the response may require adaptability. Oh, the way I have done this before is not working. It's not meeting the requirements of the customer, requirements of what we're trying to produce, so on and so forth. So I have to adapt myself and adapt maybe the systems and the way I do my work today. And then the third concept here is resilience I talk about. And Joyce, we know about this. I mean, right now, it's a requirement of all of us to be resilient in these difficult times, to be resilient in these terminal times, to really come into the core of our own beliefs and say, you know, and I don't care if hopefully it comes from your spiritual center, and then it comes, and then your intellect, and then your belief in yourself with in a supportive social group, so you can have a social support system. So let me stop with those those concepts and words. And because you asked me, Joyce, how do we do this? How do we do this? We do this by understanding that these particular concepts have an important meaning to us to be able to act them in our lives.
Yes, and I just want to say a little bit about my take on all of that. To get to this new level, this transformational level, it may require you to get out of your comfort zone, to get out of the box you put yourself in, no matter what level you're in, whether you have the J-O-B, the job, or the high-level career. To make this transitional move, you might have to just simply break out of the box that you placed yourself in. I just want to share at this time an original poem about your comfort zone. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends, get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio, turn off the TV. I won't call you, don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. And I shared that at this time because if you want to break through to that glass ceiling, you might have to get out of your comfort zone. You can get all the information. You can know what to do, but you need to motivate yourself to go into action. That's why we say it's good to have a mentor and best to keep a coach in the loop. I always ask the question, what do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? And that is a coach. And Bob and I do fill that capacity. We work with different kinds of people and energies, but you can contact either one of us if that's something that interests you. My official website is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. So, Bob, I wanted to throw that piece out because we can give them all the answers, but they may need support from the professionals that'll help them move forward into this new day and age.
Perfect, perfect timing for that piece. You're absolutely right, Joyce. And, you know, I think I just love what I heard in your original poem because you have so much in there that tells people how to do it in a very simplified way. And they need to be able to get out of that comfort zone, and you gave them a good guideline on how to do it. And I agree with you that I've worked with athletes all through my career because my eldest daughter was a competitive swimmer, and I enjoyed working with athletes. And you're absolutely right. The difference between, not the difference, but what all professional athletes have are coaches. That's how they stay and perform at such a high level, is because they have people watching them and giving them feedback and guiding them on how they can be the best they can be as an athlete. We all need that in our lives. So surround yourself with people who can be helpful to you, who will provide you with that valuable feedback. And Joyce, you know, you're excellent in that regard. There's not a day, a time that I've gotten off your program because you built it in. You built it in. At the end of the program, you're going to call me and you're going to say, Dr. Bob, how did you think you did today? And you're going to give me some wonderful feedback. No, that's part, I mean, that's you. No, and
it's
you do
funny
every
you
time.
Mentioned that no one ever did before, but since I've started my radio show, I call each and every guest, no matter who they are, no matter how high they are up on the corporate ladder or anywhere else. I always like discussing the show because I always like to give my take, hear their take, and it may be some minor things, and you might wonder, well, how does that help them? The show is over. Well, if they want to be back on the show, those minor things will take it to a whole other level. So I always have my coaching hat on, and I never miss speaking to a guest, no matter who they are, how high up. And you know what? I found that the smartest people, the most powerful people, are the ones that are coachable. It's the ones that think they know it all, heard it all, done it all, that are not coachable. How can they be a coach? How can they lead if they're not willing to find out what it's like to be on the other side? So I always said the smartest people, I did many seminars in New York on leadership, sales, all of the above, mostly when I was in New York, and I always found the most intelligent people, the ones who didn't need the seminar, were the ones who took the seminar. I just want to share one insight. My favorite was oftentimes the sales seminars that I did. The sale begins when the customer says no. And when I would have people in that seminar that literally won the awards from their company, they got the trips, they got the cars, and I'd say, why are you here? Because I was always secure enough that I could ask that question, what are you doing here? And invariably the answer was, if I learned just one thing today, one thing I wouldn't have thought to do to close a sale, it was all worth it. And that from the smartest people, it was always the ones who didn't need it were the first ones to sign up for, to get that one thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I must say, as I want to mention to people out there, is that you practice what you preach and you offer it to everybody. And I must say, I really enjoy getting that feedback from you, that little piece that you find. And every time that I'm on your program, you come up with these gems that can make me even better. So, and you are also open for feedback. You always ask me, you know, Bob, is there anything else I could do differently, what you suggest to me? And that's, to me, the continuous learning, the person who's open and wants to grow. And just one other thing that I want to share with you, why people go to conferences is not only to get that one gem, but I tell you, going to conferences and listening to other leaders in the field can be a very positive affirmation for the person, to the audience. When people go there and they say, oh my goodness, I know that, I believe that, I practice that, that's affirmation. That's saying, listen, you're on the right track. We all need that kind of positivity. So there's many, many reasons why you want to go and hang with other people who are willing to teach and share learnings with you. So thank you, Joyce, for giving me the opportunity to share that with you.
Yeah, and I want to thank you because you are the most open and down-to-earth and real person. So it is always a pleasure to talk to you and to have you on the show. I just want to put in one other question that I always leave with every client whenever we discuss goals or whatever it is that's next. I always leave them with the question, if not now, when? So let me share this with our folks, and then we'll go back to you, Dr. Bob, for the closing messages. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, Dr. Bob, yet once again, the show is very powerful. And what message would you like to leave our folks today? What is it you want to drive home? And I do reinforce that statement, if not now, when, folks? You're learning it, you're hearing it. When are you going to go into action and make these positive changes?
Well, I have a question I want to throw out to our people, who our audience and listeners there, and people who come to your show on a regular basis. It's not a question to answer immediately. It's a question to ponder and to think about, you know, on an ongoing basis. Because to me, it's the challenge that we have here is living in our society today, living in the world we live today. As I ask the question to myself and to all of us is, how can we, both individually and collectively, because we can't do it by ourselves, and we need to have these feedback loops, how can we individually and collectively redesign or co-design ourselves, starting with ourselves? How do I make myself an even better person? Okay, because a lot of us, we have so many good things in our lives and who we are, but each one of us can at any stage of our life, make ourselves even better. So how can we redesign or co-design ourselves? Now, most importantly, and our environments, my home life, my social life, my work life. I have to work on every day how to improve that environment which I'm living in. And so I ask that. And, you know, do that in your – start doing that by – sharing your positivity, you know, in the churches you belong to, the social groups you belong to, the businesses, the communities. We have to really enhance the way we live together on this planet. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity, Joyce, once again, to share some of my thoughts and ideas and experiences with your audience and with you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
And I thank you. And when I started the show, I said, go ahead, get to first base, but you always bring it home with that grand slam. Always. So is there anything else you want to share with people, that message that you want them, that'll get them off their B-U-T and B-U-T-T and get with the trends and the times to make a positive difference for them, their company and the world at large?
Yes, I do. I want all your regular listeners to keep on listening to you and being part of your show. And those of you today have just dropped in and turned on the dial or happened to pick up, you know, one of Joyce's programs along the way, be a regular listener to Joyce. She has such good guests. She has such a positive way of life and sharing with you all her experience. And if you get to know her even better off the air, you are exceptionally gifted to have her with you. So, and Joyce, thank you for our relationship. I love hearing from your audience. Please feel free to reach out to me, to email me, call me, or go to my website, leave a message. Joyce, a pleasure to be with you this morning. Thank you.
And thank you. And that website, Dr. Bob Ruotolo, ruotolo.com. It'll bring you to his other sites, quantumperformance.net, And I'm looking forward to the one I hadn't heard of till today, motivecreation.com. Is that one of yours, Dr. Bob? Or
yes,
is that a resource
is.
You're sharing with us? That's yours.
It's one. Dr. Ed FireEyes and I developed that website and the programs on that website. There's a lot of good teachings on there that people can borrow. Also, I'd love people to follow me on Facebook and on LinkedIn. I put articles up there on a regular basis, both of those.
Would that be Dr. Bob Rutolo or Bob? How do we find you on Facebook?
Oh, good question. I think my Facebook and my LinkedIn is Robert Rutolo, not Dr. Bob Rutolo.
Oh, see that? I would have never known that. Dr. Bob.
I know. And those Facebook's been a long time, and I don't know why, but anyway, I probably ought to change that. But anyway, no.
I would think because I would have never done that. So
yeah,
I'll have
well,
to check
that
out as well.
Yes.
Robert Rutolo. Yeah. Okay, folks, so first let me thank you, Dr. Bob, otherwise known as Robert. Robert Rutolo. Another great show. Always welcome on the show, always. I enjoy it very much when you're with us. And, folks, this is my private message to all of you, my prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So, folks, that's my prayer for all of you, remembering that today is the first day of the rest of your life. And we invite you right here, right now, to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you could start off with the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.